Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah. But lately I ain't been sleeping well through the night. And sometimes I don't know if I wake up alive. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
Good day, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome to Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Sister Shelley, and I have the distinct honor to share God's glorious word with you and make it simple and loving with a twist. Hallelujah. Our purpose here at First Roots Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this 15-minute power message, acknowledging that we can't do anything without your love, guidance, and presence. We pause to give you all the glory and praise due your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Okay, so I'm going to pose this question, starting it off. What do you do when you're met with a generation of people who don't go to church, don't want to go to church, they don't know God, don't have an interest in having a relationship with God, or don't acknowledge God exists? I truly believe when we, the Christians that do go to church, believe in God and have a relationship with him through Jesus, we have to respond as the Bible tells us to, watch and pray that we not be led into temptation. The old cliche goes, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You see, We need to keep watching the news, watching our family and friends, watch the events going on around us, all the things that's going on in our neighborhoods and in the world, and specifically in Israel. Why? Because these things that we're watching will give us the praying points. I said praying points, not talking points, not judging points or counseling points, but praying points to better position us to know what to pray about. The title of today's message is Watch and Pray. Say it with me, watch and pray, and pray. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, we fight or wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world. There is a spirit of darkness in this earth that many have succumbed or yielded to, and many of their eyes are blinded. And they need us to watch what's going on in the world and pray. What should we pray for, you ask, Sister Shelley? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to share with you three prayers that I believe each person should be praying daily. Tell you why. The first prayer is so that God will open their eyes. So let's say you have somebody that, you know, they're experiencing some situation. Let's say that they're in a relationship that's hurting them, that's toxic. Or maybe you're in a relationship that's toxic. Maybe you've got family or loved one who's dealing with drugs or alcohol issues. When you pray this prayer, you're asking that their eyes be open so they will see what they need to do and hear from God on what to do. So this one is the Ephesians prayer. It's found in Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23. You see, you can have somebody in your life and you know what to tell them, but you shouldn't tell them because they wouldn't receive it from you. But when God reveals it to them and opens up their eyes, then they'll respond accordingly, and usually they'll get a better result. Amen. So again, it's Ephesians 1, 17 through 23. I'm only going to do a couple of the verses, but this is how you would do it. You would say, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto, and you say that person's name, the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, I only read verses 17 and 18, but you would finish out that prayer specifically for that person. And guess what? You can pray for yourself with that prayer. I pray that prayer for myself every day. Glory to God. The second prayer I believe you should be praying is the prayer to pray for those in authority, those who are making decisions. That would include your president, that would include the mayor and all the officials in your city, all the congressmen, whoever's in the position that can make decisions that impact you, you should be praying for. And this is backed up in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And it goes as follows. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men and women, for kings and for all that are in authority. That includes the president, whether you like him or not, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men and women to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. So I've given you two prayers. The third one is really simple, is that the Bible tells us that we should be praying for the peace of Israel. Okay? So let's go to our Street Love Bible story. It's found in the book of Job, J-O-B. I know, in the Bible, Christian world, we refer to it as Job, but, you know, everybody else would say Job. Okay, I'm going to read Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, And then number 10, it says, there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he had a lot of substance, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. So he was really rich. So I'm going to jump to verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them, so all 10 of them. And it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Where have you been? And Satan answered, oh, I've been going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 10, has not thou made an hedge about Job and about his house and all that he hath on every side, that thou hast blessed his work of his hands, and his substance has increased in the land? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so I have read what I wanted to share with you. Now I'm going to give you the LA commentary. That just means I'm going to summarize it. So Job was a rich man that honored and revered God and stayed away from evil. Daily he went to God offering burnt offerings for each of his children. And did you hear what I said? He was offering things to God. So he was watching his kids daily and being concerned that they were sinning, but he never prayed for them. He was in fear and worried that they were sinning, but instead of him praying that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they stop sinning, instead he just kept offering up these things to the Lord. And you see, we have to daily watch and pray for our loved ones, for the world, and for the peace of Israel. We can't just keep sitting back and knowing that we've got loved ones who are in sin. We've got to pray for them. Satan was going to and fro in the earth, up and down. Well, what was he doing that for? To seek whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, Satan goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, who is it that he can devour? The ones falling into temptation. The ones not going to church. The ones not believing there is a God. Those thinking they've got the answer and they've got it without God. And those who have decided God is not God. The Bible story states that there was a hedge of protection on Job, his household, his land, and everything he touched. Street Love family, this is what we should be praying for ourselves, for our families, that God place a hedge of protection over our children, a hedge of protection over our home, a hedge of protection over our bank account, so the devil can't come and touch it. Glory to God. And that we sin not so that he can come in and devour us or our loved ones. The one thing I'd like to share as your takeaway this week is that if you don't believe that God is, God can, or God is able, he won't. He won't be because you don't believe he is. When we pray to him, we are praying to the God we believe created us, sent Jesus for the remission of our sins, and we cast our concerns over to our Father in prayer to handle it. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's personal story. One of my dear friends that I went to Bible school with, she went through a battle with cancer, and she had been in remission for quite a while. Each time we'd bump into each other at church, we'd briefly chat, hug, and then go about our business, say goodbye. And of course, we touch base throughout the year, maybe do lunch or send each other birthday cards, Christmas cards, that type of thing. But for the most part, she lives way out, and we don't see each other than at church. Well, one Wednesday after Bible study, she mentioned that the cancer came back, and she was going to soon start resuming the radioactive treatment. And as she spoke, I saw the countenance of her demeanor change. And then some other people walked up, and then we sort of got separated. Well, as I was in prayer, the Holy Spirit said to me that she was in fear and needed to be encouraged if she were to get through this next treatment. He reminded me that she had just lost her mom and was still grieving and needed a spiritual uplifting. So I offered to meet with her for a week before her treatment. And I said, hey, let's fast and pray daily. So for a whole week, you fast whatever you want. I'm going to fast, and we're going to take communion each day, and we're going to meet at this time every day and pray. So we did that for 1 week leading up to her treatment. And the last day that we met, she was just praising God, and she was screaming, and she voiced to me that she knew she was healed and grateful that we had prayed. She said that she was just uplifted and just she was ready. You know, she wasn't. And she said, you knew, didn't you? And I said, yeah. You see, I had watched her demeanor change, and God led me to pray she not be led into temptation, kill her, the temptation of being in fear. You see, you can be tempted for a lot of things, and one of them could be to be in fear. You could be tempted to get in a relationship that's not good for you. You could be tempted to, you know, take out a loan when you shouldn't take one. There's lots of things we could be tempted to get into, but when you're praying and you're watching and staying in that mode of hearing from God, he can come in and change things. Amen? That is, if we'll be obedient. In conclusion, today we have all seen many churches closing, and it's heartbreaking because it appears that God doesn't exist or didn't exist at these churches. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked his disciples to watch and pray that he not be led into temptation. Temptation to not do his assignment. Temptation not to retaliate against Judas. Temptation to not become vengeful and call down a legion of angels to come save him from going to the cross. Jesus had to go to the cross. And maybe despite how much it hurts, your church may have had to close as well. But it doesn't mean God left you or that you were forsaken. It means you still have an assignment, maybe to start another church or to go to another church to watch and pray. Watch and pray is the Christian assignment, to pray that eyes be enlightened, and continue to pray for all those in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Street Love family, your assignment this week, watch and pray. Selah, pause and think on that. Well, family, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you've listened to this message and you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is seated at the Father, at the right hand of the Father. I confess him as my Lord. Thank you that I am now saved. Family, I have a second invitation, and that's to rededicate your life to Christ. And that only applies to those who received Jesus at some point in their life, and maybe you walked away. Some would call that backslidden. But today, you can rededicate your life. 1 John 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess what you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for all the Street Love listeners who are coming back to you with a whole heart, Father God. They are confessing their sins right to you, and we're believing, Father God, that by our faith that you are cleansing them and making them white as snow, Father God, and removing the on and making them righteous right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That veil is just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated. And guess what? Free gift just for you. If you go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button, let me know you received Jesus for the first time or rededicated, I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Let's go to our announcement. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Well, if you have a church or you belong to a church and you'd like the street ministry to come to your church, just reach out to Sister Shelley at freelunchandprayer.org. Let's pray on it together and make it happen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove into my messages at any time. They're just 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because it's just 15 minutes, and I believe it'll be a blessing to them, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Well, family, I've given you the message for this week. You have your assignment to watch and pray. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. Pray the Lord will bless each and every one of you, that his face shines on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you all. Remember, street love begins with you. Tomorrow.